My name is Diane. I've always had a kind of mythological feeling that I either am the moon or I own the moon, have some relationship to it, just because of my So I felt very kind of, I felt very strange when those astronauts were going to land on the moon, because I wasn't sure if they were landing on me or my territory. I felt vaguely invaded by it. I decided, since all poets write poems about the moon, that I would write a poem to celebrate the landing of the moon. And what I did to write the poem was, I remembered a story that Robert Duncan once told. Robert Duncan is one of my favorite poets. He's a very beautiful writer, I think. And Duncan is an unusual poet in that he's a man who talks poetry as well as writing. So while I don't really know him very well, I've heard him talk a few times. And I remember once that he told a story which must have had to do with his life a long, long time ago. Because I know Duncan has had a somewhat hard life until the last few years. He's always had to earn his living doing things like typing manuscripts and so forth, until he sort of came into his own room. Now has to be typing manuscripts for him. But he told the story about once when he really felt unloved by the world. And it's one thing to feel unloved by the world, but he was also broke. And being broke and unloved by the world is a treacherous combination. So he decided that he would take a cab ride and go as far as the money he had in his pocket would take him, and then he'd get out and kill himself. He had $10 in his pocket, so he got into a cab, but he made a mistake of taking a ride through, fortunately for us, he made a mistake of riding in Golden Gate Park, which is a very, very beautiful park in San Francisco. And at the end of his $10, he felt so good that he had to get out and walk home. So I wrote this poem for Robert Colt, the $10 cab ride, which I sort of thought about the astronauts getting to the moon, and maybe they ought to have to walk home. $10 cab ride for Robert Duncan. Robert, like the spray from a waterfall, I am white. Like snow blindness, like the belly of a shark, like sweet white peaches or the inside of a Pinot Chardonnay grape, bone china, zinc white pigment, or the contrast of a mechanic's white back with his grease-soaked arm. I am the moon. My name, Diane, gives you a glance at a white ankle, a pale wrist shadowed by bracelets. I am something no one has ever touched, a place no one has ever landed, reputedly covered with powdery volcanic dust which might explode when exposed to oxygen. Something dreamt of, a place to put a flag, something to conquer, white dust to step carefully, artistically on where you hope no one has ever stepped before. You told Robert, robber baron of moonlit nights, of your taxi ride one pale moment into Golden Gate Park, $10 you had in your pocket. You could have had a pocket of wolfbane, of gold cod pieces, of a pair of peacock blue stockings worn by H.D. or old lines from the poet Pindar. You could have had mesmerized butterflies in your pocket, or crystallized bumblebees, the fork of an adder's tongue, the wishbone of a partridge, or a cat that made you invisible. Instead, poet, you had $10, and your life was like mine is right now. You had no one to possess you, no one who wanted you, to give you one of the chambers of his heart to sleep in. No one owns the moon yet, you know. And so you decided you would ride as far as your $10 would take you. Then you'd get out of the car and blow out your brain. I've been riding this particular taxi for 30 years. Old moon, young moon, I don't even know what I am anymore. Like you, I'm unprepared to give up, to step out of the cab and die. The meter by now registers up in the millions. I can't afford to get out and pay. Must keep riding. Lucky man, you got out when the clock said $10 and walked home. But I am the moon. Where can I go? Everyone wants to conquer me, to use me, to put a missile base on me, to extract my ore, to bounce radio waves off me. Now there is something faintly humorous about all this moon June can't be sent. I wish I were Yeats and could abandon poetry. Then I'd invoke myself, Diane the moon, make love to myself, forget about the sun's rays that light me up every day. Forget about who the moon has been. Take heart, another poet's word, that soon I'll be American territory. Throw away my old face and name. Someday, get in a taxi and say to the driver, take me to the moon. And laughing, we would drive away. The charge, of course, at the end of the ride would be $10. And I would get a discount for having written this poem. Take this trip.